A third creation now revealed its face. A mould of body's early mind was made. A glint of light kindled the obscure world force. It dowered a driven world with the seeing idea and armed the act with thought's dynamic point. A small thinking being watched the works of time. A difficult evolution from below called a masked intervention from above. Else this great, blind, inconscient universe could never have disclosed its hidden mind, or even in blinkers worked in beast and man the intelligence that devised the cosmic scheme. At first he saw a dim, obscure mind power moving concealed by matter and dumb life. A current thin, it streamed in life's vast flow, tossing and drifting under a drifting sky, amid the surge and glimmering tremulous wash, released in splash of sense and feelings waves. In the deep midst of an insentient world, its huddled waves and foam of consciousness ran, pressing and eddying through a narrow strait, carrying experience in its crowded pace. It flowed, emerging into upper light from the deep pool of its subliminal birth, to reach some high existence still unknown. There was no thinking self. Aim there was none. All was unorganized stress and seekings vague. Only to the unstable surface rose sensations, stabs and edges of desire, and passion's leaps and brief emotion's cries, a casual colloquy of flesh with flesh, a murmur of heart to longing wordless heart, glimmerings of knowledge with no shape of thought, and jets of subconscious will or hunger's pulls. All was dim sparkle on a foaming top. It whirled around a drifting shadow self on an inconscient flood of force in time. Then came the pressure of a seeing power that drew all into a dancing turbid mass circling around a single luminous point. Center of reference in a conscious field, figure of a unitary light within. it lit the impulse of the half-sentient flood. Even an illusion gave of fixity, as if a sea could serve as a firm soil. That strange observing power imposed its sight. It forced on flux a limit and a shape. It gave its stream a lower, narrow bank, drew lines to snare the spirit's formlessness. It fashioned the life mind of bird and beast, the answer of the reptile and the fish, the primitive pattern of the thoughts of man. A finite movement of the infinite came winging its way through a wide air of time, a march of knowledge moved in nescience and guarded in the form a separate soul. Its right to be immortal it reserved, but built a wall against the siege of death, and threw a hook to clutch eternity. A thinking entity appeared in space. A little ordered world broke into view, where being had prison room for act and sight, a floor to walk, a clear but scanty range. An instrument personality was born, and a restricted, clamped intelligence consented to confine in narrow bounds its seeking. It tied the thought to visible things, prohibiting the adventure of the unseen and the soul's tread through unknown infinities. A reflex reason, nature habits glass, illumined life to know and fix its field. Accept a dangerous, ignorant brevity and the inconclusive purpose of its walk, and profit by the hour's precarious chance in the allotted boundaries of its fate. A little joy and knowledge satisfied this little being, tied into a knot and hung on a bulge of its environment, a little curve cut off in measureless space, a little span of life in all vast time. A thought was there that planned, a will that strove, but for small aims within a narrow scope, wasting unmeasured toil on transient things. It knew itself a creature of the mud. It asked no larger law, no loftier aim. It had no inward look. no upward gaze. A backward scholar on logic's rickety bench, indoctrinated by the erring sense, it took appearance for the face of God. For casual lights, the marching of the suns. For heaven, a starry strip of doubtful blue. Aspects of being feign to be the whole. There was a voice of busy interchange, a marketplace of trivial thoughts and acts, a life soon spent, a mind the body's slave. Here seemed the brilliant crown of nature's work, and tiny egos took the world as means to sate a while dwarf lusts and brief desires. In a death-closed passage saw life start and end, as though a blind alley were creation's sign, as if for this the soul had coveted birth in the wonderland of a self-creating world and the opportunities of cosmic space. This creature, passionate only to survive, fettered to puny thoughts with no wide range, and to the body's needs and pangs and joys. This fire, growing by its fuel's death, increased by what it seized and made its own. It gathered and grew and gave itself to none. Only it hoped for greatness in its den, and pleasure and victory in small fields of power, and conquest of life room for self and kin. An animal limited by its feeding space. It knew not the immortal in its house. It had no greater, deeper cause to live. In limits only it was powerful. Acute to capture truth for outward use, its knowledge was the body's instrument. Absorbed in the little works of its prison house, it turned around the same unchanging points in the same circle of interest and desire, but thought itself the master of its jail. Although for action, not for wisdom made, thought was its apex, or its gutter's rim. It saw an image of the external world, and saw its surface self, but knew no more. Out of a slow, confused, embroiled self-search, mind grew to a clarity cut out, precise, a gleam enclosed in a stone ignorance. In this bound thinking's narrow leadership, tied to the soil, inspired by common things, attached to a confined familiar world, amid the multitude of her motived plots, her changing actors and her million masks, life was a play monotonously the same. There were no vast perspectives of the spirit, no swift invasions of unknown delight, no golden distances of wide release. This petty state resembled our human days, but fixed to eternity of changeless type, a moment's movement doomed to last through time. Existence, bridge-like, spanned the inconscient gulfs, a half-illumined building in a mist, which from a void of form arose to sight and jutted out into a void of soul. A little light in a great darkness born. Life knew not where it went, nor whence it came. Around all floated still the nescient haze.